And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by the all-new Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
This is Jim Henderson with our Feature Story of the Week. Most of our listeners are adults with an average age of 45 plus. As such, there is a good chance that you are one of the many military veterans that call KHMB their radio home. And with that in mind, I recently took a drive to Pillar Point Harbor and the home of American Legion Post 474. There, gathered around a table in the patio area, I had a nice visit with three veterans, Bob Rush, Cliff Brown, and Stephen Calvin.
Hi, my name is Bob Rush. I served in the U.S. Navy, Vietnam area, 1969 to about 73, just a little over 4 years. I worked in the boiler rooms, kind of one of the worst spots on a ship to work, but great for camaraderie.
During the Vietnam era, the public opinion was not always supportive of our military. So when you came home on leave or when you came back to the States, so were you surprised at sometimes the reception that you got from people, or how did that affect you?
I was pretty drastic demoralized, and I still am today. After the war ended, when I got out, when we came back, it was after the end of the war. Of course, what you do all the way across, it's 16, 17 days on a ship back in those days. What you do is you have your ship looking perfectly clean and spotless to bring it home under the Golden Gate Bridge to Alameda Naval Air. Coming under the Golden Gate Bridge, and there were a bunch of protesters tried to paint bomb our ship. And then we got to Alameda base. We were told we couldn't come on shore, couldn't leave the ship, or couldn't leave the base because there were protests outside. So that was my homecoming, and I learned from there for many years not to tell anybody that I'd been in Vietnam.
How did that make you feel, though? I mean, you just shared with us your experience, but deep inside, how did you feel when, you know, your fellow Americans were basically kind of diminishing your service?
Well, just a whole lot of anger. Just a lot of anger.
Now, when you look back on your years of service, and you were deployed mostly in the Vietnam theater, that particular
That's
part
correct.
Of the Pacific over there, were there any memorable moments that were, shall we say, a little bit more positive than what you just shared with us? Do you look back on any favorable memories, perhaps some of the camaraderie you had with your fellow sailors?
My service to the U.S. government and the U.S. Navy was wonderful. I have no regrets. When you sign up to do as you're told, and that's what I did. So I have nothing but the greatest respect for the U.S. military and the U.S. Navy.
I'm Cliff Brown. I was in the U.S. Army from 1973 to 1976. I volunteered, just trying to get away from a crazy household and cut my own path, and went down to the recruiter's office, wanting to join the Navy. I was doing a lot of diving at the time, and I wanted to be a Navy diver. And while I was there, I found out they had a program where I could join the Army for only 3 years, not four, and I'd be able to go to college while I was on duty. And that seemed to be a great idea, especially the three-year commitment. I went that way. I had to join combat arms, so I could have been in infantry, artillery, or armor, and fortunately I was in artillery. So I was shooting cannons for 3 years, two of them in Fort Lewis, Washington, 1 year in Germany, no combat, although Vietnam was just fizzling out at the time. Kind of the same experience that Bob did coming back. I got out on July 4th, 1976. I'm flying into the U.S., looking at fireworks all over the East Coast. By the time I got to San Francisco, we were all wearing Class A's, and I was with a couple of Marines that I met, and got heckled and cokes thrown at us at SFO. So I didn't tell people I was in the military. If they didn't know my friends, I never told anybody. I was not embarrassed, but disappointed. Fast forward, and I moved to Half Moon Bay and came to the American Legion, had never been in a VFW, although I can't because I wasn't in combat, had never been in American Legion before, and just found a lot of friends, people to get, you know, what's going on. like Bob, I didn't like the homecoming. I personally don't like it when people tell me, you know, thanks for your service. That's just me. That should have been done, you know, years ago. That's kind of my story.
Looking back on your years of service, was there anything in particular that the military gave you or your time in the military gave you that affected your lifestyle or your where you went after that? In other words, who you are today, talents, abilities, feelings in general, did you feel that you got more than you gave, or how would you look at that?
Got more than I gave. I became a union electrician when I got out, and primarily because I had been in the service and I was a veteran. I got extra points for that. So had I not been in the service, I wouldn't have had 43 great years as a union electrician, IBW 617. It went by fast, 3 years. The 2 years in Germany, I wish I would have traveled more and seen more. But, you know, you're a 19, 20-year-old kid. You don't know that you should be going to Paris and traveling all over the country instead of just hanging out with your guys at the barracks. For me, being not knowing how to write a check, or I never had a credit card, just getting away from mommy and growing up.
My name is Stephen Calvin. I spent 6 years in the U.S. Navy, 82 to 88. I come from a military family. My father and mother and grandmother all enlisted after Pearl Harbor. My father stayed in for World War II, the Berlin Airlift, if you know what that is, and the Korean War also. And he ended up over here at Naval Air Station. He was actually the private flyer for the main man that ran there. But my time, and my grandmother stayed in for 23 years, and Mama stayed in for 6. She went to chorus school and up by the Great Lakes, became a nurse, and she stayed in for 6 years. I extended. I went in three, and then I did a 3-year extension, stayed in for 6. I really liked the Navy a lot. There were a lot of heavy duty times, which I could erase and not want to do again. We did a couple of cruises up into the Persian Gulf during a time when it was a hostile fire, and there was a lot of going on there that, you know, wouldn't want to do a lot of it again or see a lot of it again. Oh, we were taking a couple of cruises. We took new flagged tankers up to Kuwait. We also went rushing into there. We did this great cruise and did so well that we were supposed to get this great cruise. We're going to go all these different places into the Med and all these places. Then our sister ship, the Stark, got accidentally hit by an Exocet missile from the Iraqis. They said, oh, yeah, it was a mistake. But, you know, it was just heavy duty then. You know, every time we go up in there, we're at general quarters, and it just was heavy. And I saw things I'm not going to speak about today. But, yeah, I love the Navy, and I suggest young folks, if you don't know what you're doing, you're young, 18, 19, 20, you're not quite know what you want to do, join the service. You know, I love the Navy. And if my father hadn't gotten sick, I might have just stayed in. Like Cliffy said, you know, people come up and they say, oh, thank you for your service. Well, I just look at them, I go, it's an honor to serve. You know, thank me for my service. It was an honor to serve. I don't need to be thanked for it. And I wish more people thought that it was an honor to serve the country.
Yeah, I'd like to just say something about the American Legion. I've been a member of the American Legion here in Half Moon Bay for 39 years now. And I've been, I'm 40 now, actually. I'm 40, so we're tied. I've also been a life member of the VFW, and I'm a life member of the Marines Memorial in San Francisco. The American Legion has been very good to me. It actually helped me a lot. I joined when I was about 30 years old. About 10 years in, a fellow vet convinced me to start wearing a hat that announced that I was military instead of hiding from it. And it's been nothing but good for me. I don't mind people come up and saying thank you for your service. As a matter of fact, I appreciate it, and my wife really loves it. As like Steve said, I really recommend service is a great place for a lot of people. A lot of our younger people could really use it because it really gives some good guidance, and I learned skills of a lifetime. I learned so much in the Navy, not only mechanical skills, but leadership skills. By the time I got out of the Navy, I had a crew of close to 30 people working under me in a bigger engineering thing. Enjoyed it. One of my fellow vets that was on the ship with me, Jim Holzman, is still, a lot of people here in town know him, close friend. He learned a lot. Same things, leadership, but also he runs HVAC and things like that. So I've had Princeton Welding for the last 40 years, and the Navy helped me a lot. So thank you.
A visit with three local veterans who, in their own words, had the honor of serving in the U.S. military. How do we say thank you to all the men and women who gave of their time, really serving us? We honor our vets by making sure our children and grandchildren understand the sacrifices made on our behalf in order to protect and maintain our way of life. Take a few minutes and share stories of grandparents, uncles, and aunts, family members that have proudly worn the uniform of a branch of the armed forces of our country. And if you are a veteran, check out American Legion Post 474 in the Princeton area of Pillar Point Harbor. They have a website you might want to visit, thelegion474.com. Easy to remember, thelegion474.com. For the feature story of the week, I'm Jim Henderson.